Hey there, this is Bill Schulteis. I'm the creator of the Coffee House Investor, and we're helping each other ignore Wall Street and get on with our lives. Speaking of ignoring Wall Street or not ignoring Wall Street, I want to share with you an article that I came across in the Wall Street Journal today. The headline reads, Coronavirus Turmoil and Free Trades Draw Newbies into the Stock Market. It goes on to say, many are young and first-time traders confronting the first economic downturn of their professional lives. Yet with free trading at their fingertips and massive online communities with which to discuss trading ideas, many figure they have little to lose. Now, coffeehouse investors have a clear understanding of the difference between gambling and investing when it comes to the stock market. Now, there's nothing wrong with taking 5-10% of your portfolio and going out and buying some individual companies and see how they pan out over the next couple of years. But if your goal when it comes to investing in the stock market is to maximize your returns in this asset class over the next 10 to 50 years so that you've got dollars that will sustain you in retirement, then there's a big difference between gambling and investing. And I'm not sure that a 25-year-old who has recently graduated from college has that clear understanding between gambling and investing. I want to share with you a few papers that I have come across over the past couple of months that talk about the dynamics of the stock market. And you can decide for yourself the distinction between gambling and investing and how you want to structure your portfolio. The dynamics of the stock market have historically been that a few companies have driven the lion's share return in the stock market. Dr. Hank Bessembinder 2 years ago wrote a paper called Do Stocks Outperform Treasury Bills? He looked at all the publicly traded companies since 1926 and found that if you remove the top 4% performers, the returns of the rest of the stocks was about the same as treasury bills. In a more recent paper, a company called Dimensional Fund Advisors looked at the returns of common stocks from 1994 through 2018. And they found that if you remove the top 10% performers each year during that time period, your returns in the stock market dropped from 7.2% to 2.9%. That's a huge gap. So what does that mean for us as investors who are wanting to maximize our returns in the stock market? It means that we're wanting to use logic in the way we approach this, not a gambling type mentality. Let's say that there's 10 publicly traded companies and they're all trading at $1 a share. And two of those companies over the next 20 years are going to move from $1 a share to $1,000 a share. But we don't know which two companies it's going to be. Well, if we've got $5,000 to invest, logic would say that we're going to split them up between all 10 companies so that we maximize our chances of capturing those two companies. There's only one way to make sure that we can invest in the top performing companies over the next 20 years, and that's to own them all. Now, if you want to do something with your portfolio today, do something that's meaningful. Revisit your financial plan to make sure you're saving enough if you're working, and you're spending at a rate when you're retired so that you don't exhaust your funds. I've been working for the past 20 years with a business partner, Todd Flynn, who wrote a fantastic paper recently on the dynamics of a financial plan, especially as it relates to the importance of rebalancing in both good markets and bad markets. It's a terrific paper. I'm going to share it with you. It's free. All three of these papers, I've got a link to them on my website, coffeehouseinvestor.com. I've got a link to them below this video. I want you to take a moment and subscribe to my YouTube channel. I want you to share it with someone who might be struggling with the dynamics of gambling versus investing, and subscribe to my newsletter. Hey, this is Bill Schulteis. I'm the creator of the Coffeehouse Investor. I'll catch you next week.